You're listening to SBS News.
A veteran of 78 tests for the Wallabies, former captain David Pocock is now turning his attention to addressing climate change. The Cool Down campaign is a sporting alliance of Australian stars, over 300 of whom have signed up in a bid to push to lower this country's carbon emissions. Pocock believes Australia's strong sporting reputation can also translate into action on climate change.
We're saying that we can do the same on climate. Just because we're a small country doesn't mean we can't lead. And we've got so much to gain from strong action as a country that we should be moving down that path.
Earlier this year, Australia was ranked last among 193 countries in a United Nations report on action in response to climate change. The Australian National University Climate Change Institute Director is Mark Howden. He says Australia has the chance to climb much higher on the table.
Now, it's Australia's choice as to whether we want to be a leader whether we want to be towards the end of the pack. And at the moment, in terms of our performance, unfortunately, we're towards the end of the pack. We're not one of the leaders on the home straight here.
There are some big sporting names on the Cool Down campaign, including Indigenous AFL star Lance Franklin and Olympic gold medal swimmers Kate and Bronte Campbell. Netball icon Liz Ellis is a former national team captain and says the thought of Australia being bottom of the ladder when it comes to climate change grates with her.
My goodness, as an Australian, I'm not comfortable with sitting dead last in anything. So this is just something I think that with the great resources that we have, the sun, the wind, that we have really at our disposal, Australia can be a world leader.
When the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate issued its Code Red earlier this month, it said global temperatures could rise by 1.5 degrees by 2030. Speaking the day after that report was issued, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Australia will do its part.
The government needs no further motivation about the need to take action. That's why we're taking it. That's why we've invested $20 billion over the next 10 years in the technology that transforms this. I want to be very clear, though, that there is not a direct correlation between the action that Australia takes and the temperature in Australia. I don't think anyone is suggesting that. The temperature in Australia is determined by what's happening all over the world. We all understand that. But Australia has to be part of that. Australia is part of that. Australia is performing as part of that.
Pocock says he's well aware that sports stars banding together to make a statement on climate change might anger some sections of the community that believe the developed world is already doing enough to fight the effects of high emissions.
As athletes, we understand that we're probably going to be told just to stick to sport, but we have families, we love our communities, and we want the next generation of Australians to enjoy the same opportunities that we've enjoyed. So we hope that this will add to the conversation, add to the pressure on the government actually acting in the best interests of all Australians and not a small number of politicians and fossil fuel companies.
Mark Howden, who was also the vice chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that issued the START warning this month, says the task ahead is huge.
We effectively have to go to net zero by 2050 for carbon dioxide and really significant reductions in other greenhouse gases such as methane. At the moment, we're nowhere near on track here in Australia to head towards net zero by 2050.
And if the world doesn't heed the warnings of the scientists, Australia's leading sports stars say it won't just be them paying the price.
It's not just the professional sports. It's grassroots sports that are arguably going to be affected more because a lot of those clubs don't have the resources to adapt. And we're already seeing clubs struggling to pay for increasing insurance premiums due to drought and fire and flood. This is something that's going to affect all Australians in cities and in regional areas.
John Baldock, SBS News.